The Colorado Department of Early Childhood said the state received close to 12,000 applicants on its opening day of allowing families to sign up for the new universal preschool program that will start this fall. According to Chalkbeat, Colorado, department officials originally estimated 30,000 kids would enroll in the program for its inaugural year based on current enrollments across the country and Denver's preschool program. State officials told the Colorado Sun Tuesday's numbers exceeded their expectations and are an excellent indicator of family interest. The department said close to 1,500 child care providers have so far submitted forms to offer services through the program. Melissa Mayers with the Colorado Children's Campaign told the Colorado Sun, based on the numbers of providers who plan to take part in the program, the state could enroll up to 60,000 preschoolers. More than half of Colorado school districts are experiencing declining enrollment, and some are considering school closures. KGNU's Alyssa Palazzo has more.
Some of the state's largest school districts have declining enrollment in those in Denver, Jefferson County, and Boulder Valley. The drop in enrollment threatens per-pupil statewide funding, and the effects of the funding cuts could cascade to other districts that receive support from their better-funded neighbors. Colorado schools face funding shortfalls due to the state's $10 billion debt bill. This year alone, the state cut school funding by over $300 million. State demographer Elizabeth Garner told the Colorado Sun that school enrollment decline this year is, quote, hands down due to the state's lower birth rates. Factors like increasing cost of living have contributed to almost 15 years of falling birth rates. Middle and elementary schools took the most significant enrollment hit, dropping 2 and 4% from last year, which could have trickle-down effects. In November, Jefferson County Public Schools announced plans to close 16 elementary schools at the end of this school year. For KGNU, I'm Alyssa Palazzo.
The Denver City Council has approved a $9 million purchase of a 96-unit hotel and two adjacent parcels at East 38th and Peoria in Denver's Central Park neighborhood. The city aims to add the property to its portfolio of converted hotel rooms that support people that need housing and other services. Federal funds made the purchase possible, namely a $2 million grant championed by Representative Diana DeGette. Officials with Denver's Department of Housing Stability say they expect the site will begin housing residents later this year and will soon issue a request for proposals seeking an operator to complete renovations and provide support services at the site. New research demonstrating the negative health impacts of gas stoves may result in new local policies. Boulder Mayor Aaron Brackett told the Boulder Reporting Lab City Council was already considering requiring all electric construction in new buildings as Boulder makes updates to the building code this year. He said new health reports support those changes for new construction. A peer-reviewed study released in December found greater rates of childhood asthma in homes with gas stoves. It added to a growing body of studies suggesting climate and human health dangers from methane-emitting appliances such as water heaters, gas stoves, and gas-powered furnaces. Lafayette is another Boulder County municipality that has queued up an ordinance that would ban gas hookups in new buildings. Carolyn Allam, Boulder's senior sustainability manager of energy systems, told the Boulder Reporting Lab tackling gas stoves in existing homes is another big issue. Boulder homeowners can currently apply for a $200 rebate from the city and a $100 rebate from the county if they make the switch from gas to electric. A new program under the Colorado Office of Civil and Forensic and Mental Health has restored 25% of individuals charged with a crime to competency, according to a Colorado Department of Human Services report. State officials say this is helping reduce the number of individuals who are awaiting trial because of mental incompetence. Colorado is one of the first states to try the pre-restoration education program, which began in July. The program teaches those awaiting trial basic legal knowledge and rational decision-making practices with an aim to increase the client's understanding of legal proceedings and their ability to consult with their attorney. The program also offers mental health care and psychiatric medication management. According to state officials, the funding for the program comes under the Federal American Rescue Plan Act and has served 57 clients in the last 6 months. Two Fort Collins City Council members have expressed concern over Larimer County's decision to approve Republic Services to help build and operate a new landfill near Wellington. Larimer County will own the land and have control over rates, but Republic will pay to build and operate the facility. Assistant County Manager Lori Kadrick said the county chose Republic among three competitive bids and said the company's longevity, goals, and financial stability made them the best candidate of the three companies who vied to operate the county's new landfill. Two Fort Collins City Council members who sit on the county's Solid Waste Policy Advisory Council issued critical remarks on the county's approach in partnering with a private waste management company. Fort Collins City Council member Kelly Olson expressed that he wants the technical advisory committee of the council to be more involved and says the process seems rushed, especially as the county entertains a one-year-plus agreement for the landfill. City Council person Susan Kutowski echoed Olson's remarks and said she questions the county's preference in partnering with a private company. Kedrick said she initially resisted a public-private partnership, but said she has learned the county can influence what happens on the property with a private partner that leverages resources the county does not have. For today's weather, the National Weather Service says skies will be mostly sunny with highs reaching near 34 degrees for Fort Collins, 36 degrees for Boulder, and 38 degrees for Denver. Winds could gust as high as 21 miles per hour for Boulder and 15 miles per hour for Denver. Tonight, skies will be mostly cloudy with lows ranging from 12 to 15 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.